الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Let's all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, during this time of the year, when we look around, then we see sinning and a pressure that invites us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this widespread out, especially during this time of the year. And many a times we hear it from our kids, from our young ones, those who go to schools and colleges, that we've been invited to this gathering, we've been invited to these parties, can we take part in it? Are we allowed to take part in it? As Muslims, are we allowed to take part in these different types of parties where those things take place which are not in Islam or which is against the teachings of Islam? Can we take part into it? Can we be a part of it? And then many a times when we say, no, you cannot take part into it, then deep inside we tend to think that, oh, am I being too strict? What's wrong in it? So, and this happens every year, especially during this time of the year when fitna is all around, trials and, you know, temptations and that inviting us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is my responsibility as a believer? What do I need to remember? So during this, you know, especially this time of the year, we've been reminded of few things, but inshallah today we'll just remind ourselves of two important things that if we keep that in our minds, inshallah it'll become easier for us to be steadfast on deen and to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we recited. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. That Islam began as being strange. Islam began as being strange. What it means is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in the initial periods, there were many things that were common. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated all of that and he said that this is the true religion and Islam that I'm bringing to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give you a few examples. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, idol worshipping was common. People used to worship idols. People used to worship, you know, they had different idols that they had kept. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited them towards tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawheed during that time was looked at it as being strange. Oh, what's this thing that you're calling towards? One Allah. So it was looked upon as being a strange thing. Why? Because idol worshipping was very widespread. It was common. People were generally doing that, idol worshipping. Another example to understand this is that during that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah, tribal differences was also very common. Meaning that a person's superiority, a person's being higher in status in the eyes of people was based on tribes. Which tribe do you come from? Oh, you come from this tribe? You've got that status. You're a superior. Oh, you come from that tribe? You're inferior. Obviously before, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started calling people towards Islam. But when Islam came about, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started calling people towards Islam and the wahi revelation came down, all these roots of discrimination was all negated. We're all one. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. These differences in tribes and families, that I come from this family, you come from that family, this is just for ta'aruf, for introduction purposes, that's all. So that I know where you come from, you know where I come from, that's all. It does not dictate my status and my closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much close I am to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much close we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not based on any language that we speak, any family that we come from, any tribe that we come from, any country that we come from, it's not based on that. It's only based on taqwa. And you know, interesting thing is, subhanAllah, this is the beauty of Islam, that our superiority in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on such a thing that we cannot see. We cannot see. How much of taqwa I have got in me, it's not written on my face. How much of taqwa you've got, it's not written on your face. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. That's why we should not be judgmental about somebody else. Oh, see, this person, he's not got taqwa. Oh, this person has got taqwa. No, the outward appearance might give us some indication, but at the end of the day, the real taqwa, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. How much of taqwa a person has got. So tribal differences was very common during that time. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he started calling people towards Islam, all of these things were put aside. All of these things were put aside. So you know, these things, when Islam began, all these things were looked at as strange, ajeeb. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ, that soon a time will come that this will again go back to being strange, meaning Islam will become strange. Now the question might come to our mind, that how will Islam become strange? Islam is the same Islam that we've got, is the same teaching of Quran and the Sunnah that we've got from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how will it become strange? Remember one thing, listen carefully, Islam will become strange not because Islam will change. No, Islam is the same Islam, but the people and the world will change, that's why it will look as if it's being strange. The world will change. For example, Islam teaches us modesty, haya, modesty. But, you know, sadly, when we look around, we see in today's world that we're living in, generally, illa mashallah, generally when we see is that immodesty has been considered as advancement. A person, the more immodest, the most immodest he is, he'll be looked upon, oh, he's the more advanced man. No, whereas Islam teaches us modesty. So all the teachings of Islam is based on that. So during this time of the year, this is the hadith that we always need to keep in our mind. Secondly is that we always have to remember our purpose and maqsad of coming to this world. Why am I here in this world? What am I doing here? What is my purpose of living? If it's just, you know, passing our life, passing our days and then dying, if this is the thing, then, you know, we and the animals do the same thing. So what is my purpose of coming to this world? Why there are so many things that is happening around, is happening not as I wish, but is based on the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides it to happen. So this thing always should be there in our mind, that we are here for a purpose. And the purpose is that we need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here to please our Creator. The one who has created is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I'll just end on a story that will give us a lesson, a powerful lesson. You know, in fact, there are a few ones, but there's not time. I will see. You know, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm sure we all know the name of Umar radiallahu anhu, the second Khalifa after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The Sahabas, they were always conscious of the fact that one day we have to leave this world and give our account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their purpose was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason Abu Talha radiallahu anhu narrates that I've been noticing from a few days that Umar radiallahu anhu, after Fajr, he goes somewhere at a particular house and then he leaves. Every morning after Fajr Salah, he goes to that house and then he leaves. So I was looking this and I sat in an ambush one day to see that when Umar comes out, who is this inside this house that Umar radiallahu anhu goes to the house every single day after Fajr Salah? So when Umar radiallahu anhu came out of the house, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu entered inside and he noticed that in that house was a very, very old lady. She could not even get up from the bed. Very old lady, Ammaji. So he goes in there and asks her that, you know, Umar, ma balu Umar ya'tik? That what's wrong with Umar? He comes to you every single day in this house. He comes after Fajr every single day. Remember, he is the Khalifa. Khalifatul Mu'mineen. Yeah? Umar radiallahu anhu. So she started crying and she said, may Allah bless Umar. May Allah bless Umar. From so many years, he's been coming to my house every single day after Fajr Salah to look after my needs. And he makes sure that the house is clean. And if I need anything, he provides it to me. This is Umar radiallahu anhu. How was he able to do that? Because he was conscious of the fact that I'm here to please my Creator. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he knew this in his head, that I'm here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the other things will fall in line. You know, many a times today we complain or we hear this, that I'm doing dua, I'm making dua, but my duas are not being accepted. The reason behind this, obviously, the acceptance of duas could be in different ways, but the main thing is that I need to look into myself, that am I doing what I am supposed to be doing it? Am I trying to please my Creator? Am I trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I do that, then inshallah all the other things will fall in line. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to act upon this. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil habibil mustafa wa ala alihi wa sahbihi nujumil huda qadatit tuqa amma ba'd. Qala Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala ya ahlal kitabi la taghlu fi dinikum wa la taqulu ala Allahi illa al-haqq. Innamal masih Isa ibn Maryam rasulullah wa kalimatuhu alqaha ila Maryam wa ruhun min fa'aminu billahi wa rusulihi wa la taqulu thalathah intahu khayran lakum innamallahu ilahun wahid subhanahu an yakuna lahu walad lahu ma fis samawati وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا أولى الناس بعيسى بن مريم في الدنيا والآخرة والأنبياء إخوة لعلات أمهاتهم شتى ودينهم واحد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil habibil mustafa wa ala alihi wa sahbihi nujumil huda qadatit tuqa amma ba'd qala Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid ruwiya an nabiy sallallahu alayhi وسلم أنه قال أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين وارزقنا صلاة فيه ونحن أعزاء وأقوياء منتصرين اللهم اجعل القدس الشريف شامخا عزيزا إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر لإخواننا المسلمين والمستضعفين في غزة وفي السودان وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم كلهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم احقن دماءهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Please straighten your safs. Ensure there is no gaps in between and our heels are on the line so that the saf can become straight. Exactly. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم just an important announcement inshallah from next week onwards Jumu'ah Salah the first Jumu'ah will take place at 12:50 and second Jumu'ah will be at 1:30. Aindha Jumu'ah se inshallah waqt badal raha hai Jumu'ah ke liye. Pehli Jumu'ah ka waqt hoga 12:50 aur dusri Jumu'ah ka waqt hoga 1:30. اور فلک شیر کے لڑکے کا یاسین کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے. دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, جنت الفردوس میں اعلیٰ سے اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرمائے. اسی طرح ہمارے ایک رشتہ دار ہیں انڈیا کے اندر, ان کا بھی دو دن پہلے انتقال ہوا, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے. پیچھے رہ جانے والے تمام کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ ان صبر جمیل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے, جنت الفردوس میں ان کو اعلیٰ سے اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرمائے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ رب العالمین, والعاقبۃ للمتقین, والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الدين واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح امور امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.